Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back. We are now halfway through our conversation with Dr. Giulio Maiotti, the cultural editor for the Italian daily newspaper Il Foglio. He is also the author of numerous extraordinarily important pieces for the Gatestone Institute. I strongly commend its reports, particularly of what is happening to Western civilization in Europe, to all of you. Also, he is a columnist for Arutz Sheva and the author of several really important books, A New Shoah, The Untold Story of Israel's Victims of Terrorism, and a book awaiting translation, I'm sorry to say, but now out in Italian, The End of Europe. And that is very much on our mind at the moment. Dr. Maiotti, you were talking a bit about this emergence in Europe, in country after country, of a new right-wing political movement. I did want to ask you to sort of drill down on the character and direction of these parties on the right now emerging in country after country, as I say. They're often reviled, not just on your side of the pond, but ours as well, as, xenophobes and Islamophobes and nativists and even neo-Nazis. Calibrate, if you would, for us, the kind of people that are now emerging as expressions of popular sentiment about what's happening to their culture and civilization in Europe.
One of the major strategic decisions the mainstream media, the European officials made, was to throw the responsibility of the destabilization of the continent to the so-called populist and nationalist parties and governments, while in fact these governments were totally new in Europe, if you take in consideration the so-called Visegrad group in the eastern part, the Brexit in the UK, the right wing in Norway, even the in Austria, the recent election of Sebastian Kurz. The multiculturalism is leading to the partition, to the separation, to the splintering of the European societies. The European Union official statistics recently said that in 2016, a total of 142 foiled or completely attacks were reported by 8 EU member states. So it's a major mortal threat to Europe, what happened in the last 2 years. All of Europe's biggest cities have now separated enclaves where Islamic apartheid now really and freely proliferates.
Would you agree to the use of the term no-go zones?
No-go zones, perfect definition. The former Archbishop of Canterbury, who is the head of the Church of England, Lord Carey of Clifton, said that multiculturalism is leading to honor killings, I'm quoting now, honor killings, female genital circumcision, establishment of Sharia law of inner city pockets throughout the UK, but it's a European phenomenon. Muslim women lost many rights they should have had in Europe, according to the Enlightenment and the Western values. We had polygamy, female genital mutilation. We have about 500,000 cases across Europe, according to many scholars. The legalization of parallel Sharia society in the UK with the Sharia courts, which are based on the rejection of Western values, above all, equality and freedom. You have anti-Semitism everywhere. You have the, it's the attacks and intimidation of freedom of expression.
Let me ask you, Giulio, would you define multiculturalism or perhaps give us the definition as it is now practiced in the EU, the European Union, and other capitals in Europe?
Multiculturalism is a typical British phenomenon. It took place in the UK. It was created and thought in the UK and in the Netherlands. And it is based on the idea that cultural differences and religious differences must be protected inside the democracy, even if it means that radical Islam can be exported from Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the Middle East inside the very European democracy. And there is another major school of thought, which is assimilation. It's a typical French phenomenon, which is based on the idea that we must assimilate this Muslim community to our way of life, giving them secularism, equality, freedom, fraternity, but it also failed. So many of these countries tries different recipes to integrate these communities, but most of them failed for different reasons.
And that would be why? Is it a failure on the part of the French to be willing to actually allow assimilation? Is that why these ghettos have sprung up? Or does it happen that in France, and for that matter, as you say, in Britain and Germany and the Netherlands and elsewhere, Italy, that you're seeing a refusal to assimilate and an exploitation of this multiculturalism by what are fundamentally Sharia supremacists?
I think the major responsible is cultural relativism. You know, it's the idea that all cultures are equal and that we must give a kind of corridor to the minorities inside our own democracies. And we must accept medieval, habits. And take what happened when the Ataturk abolished the caliphate in Turkey. Their veils and beards meant something, you know. Dressing has always symbolized the loyalty to a lifestyle, a civilization. When Ataturk decided to abolish the caliphate, he forbade beards for men and veils for women. Today, a kind of paradoxical cultural leftism, if we can define it, has no trouble with the burqas and burkinis in the beaches, but is obsessed with the transgender toilets. So it's a schizophrenia.
That's such an important insight, Giulio. And it always strikes me as this the fundamental conceit of those who engage in this practice you call cultural relativism or multiculturalism. They don't actually feel that all cultures are equal. They feel that ours is inferior to some, like this Sharia program, which is almost unbelievable. I have the feeling that, you know, people looking at this objectively from outer space or a future century will look back in just complete bemusement as to what on earth is going on here, especially since what's the clear effect of this is so heinous for so many people, a Muslim as well as non-Muslim. Very quickly, Giulio, would you just talk about the rewriting of the history of Europe as it sort of manifests this diminishing of our own culture and civilization?
Last May, the European Union officially opened the so-called History Museum. It's a house in Brussels where the Parliament and the Commission are based. And it should, celebrate the history of the European Union from the 50s during the Cold War till now. And there is not one single mention of the contribution of the Judeo-Christian civilization to the creation of the European Union, despite the fact that the very same flag of the European Union, the blue one with the yellow stars, has been inspired by Christianity, by the Virgin Mary. The official European history now is totally devoted to the elimination of any kind of reference to the Judeo-Christianity. And while at the same time, last summer, they opened a new museum in Brussels, where there is an event called Islam is part of our history. So while they are killing Christianity by many sentences, by many events, by many declarations, the very fact that the European Constitution dilated any kind of reference to Christianity and late Pope John Paul II attacked the Constitution, at the same time they celebrate another religion who made lots of troubles in European history in the last centuries.
We have to pause one more time. We'll be right back with our final segment with Dr. Giulio Meotti of Il Foglio talking about Turkey and what it means for Europe right after this.
Go go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.